Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Synod Cards in the Know call. Glad you're here. I got a lot of good news to share with you in terms of support, and just a lot of good things to talk about. So we'll get started. Anybody new out there? Again, this is the In the Know call. I'm Walter McFashion, the manager of support. I'm joined again, thankfully, with Sammy Shute from our marketing department. And like always, we're just going to discuss issues, concerns, questions that support has been dealing with and that you have been faced with in the field. Most importantly, today we're here to talk about support itself. So I know that, God, for the last 3 months, there's been a big problem with long hold times for those who've called us. If you sent us chats and emails, it's taken us days, if not longer, to respond to you. And I've been promising that things will get better. And I'm happy to say that day is finally here. Woo-hoo! Everybody stand up and clap for us. So as of yesterday, I'm happy to say that with our chats and emails, we are at zero, meaning we have responded to every single chat and email that we had. As of today, we're actually responding to them within, it looks like about within 30 minutes, we're getting to all the chats and emails coming in. And that's only going to continue to get better. Phone support, our hold times have gone down tremendously. Starting with last week, we brought on some new support reps finally. And just today, well, average hold time for yesterday was at 4 minutes. Today itself, we're at about a minute and a half average hold time. So people are able to get in, we're answering questions, we're taking care of things. So it's been a long time coming. Like I said, I've been promising this. I thank you guys for your patience out there. But I think we're finally turning the corner and support is back to where it should be. We have another training class starting next week to bring on even more to ensure that we keep on this trend. So again, thank you for your support. Kudos to my team out there on the floor for making this happen. They put in a lot of hours, a lot of extra overtime hours coming in on Saturdays, working from home at night to do chats and emails. But there was a team effort, so thanks to everybody out there that made it happen. With that, I'm now going to turn it over to Sammy, who's going to talk about a bunch of marketing stuff.
Hey, guys. Just to reiterate what Walter said, it's a really big deal for our support team to be having the success right now, and we're just super proud of everything that they've done over the past few months. But this is a really big deal, so, you know, make sure you send them some cards, send them some love, let them know that you appreciate them, because, man, they've been working really hard for you guys to get you guys where you need to be and where we all need to be, but these guys have been really, really working hard to get there. So just make sure that if you have a chance, you know, let them know that you appreciate what they're doing and all the extra time that they're working, because I know a lot of people have left out vacations, things like that. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'll be planning my vacation soon.
There you go. So, all right, as Walter said, I'm just going to go over some of our marketing updates. We've had a lot going on in the past few weeks. Most importantly, our SOC weekly calls. These happen on every Monday. We've been switching between calls and webinars lately. But I wanted to talk about a really important webinar that we need you all to watch from last Monday, and then to talk about our build plan. So as most of you know, as announced last week, we changed some of our qualifications for rank advancement to better align ourselves with our paid-for program. The idea is to make it easier to explain to new referral partners how to rank advance quickly to the senior manager rank and build a really nice residual income while they're doing it. There was a SOC update sent out last Thursday that we recommend everybody take a look at. It's also in the official Send Out Cards group. Again, it's pinned in a post in the announcement area at the very top of the group. So make sure you go ahead and read that. The new qualifications to get to manager are 620 in group qualifying volume. And for senior manager, it's 3,100 in group qualifying volume. But these are no longer back-to-back months. So go ahead. Go take a look. Just make sure you get up to date. Listen to, watch the webinar from last week, and listen to Cody's call from Monday, just yesterday of this week, the 23rd, available on our SOC Weekly archive page. You're going to want to listen to that to make sure that you're up to date with all of our new build plan items, how to get qualified to receive a paid-for PIN. That's going to be a really big thing going on lately, that's going to continue going on, that we really want everybody to qualify for and get PINs for. So make sure you get, you know, you get dialed in and you start working on these things. And then really quick, we'll just go over a couple. We've got our leadership retreat coming up in October. Again, those seats are first come, first serve. So if you are not qualified yet, it's time to get qualified. Our seats are filling up really quickly, and we want to make sure that everybody who would like to attend has that chance if they qualify. So make sure that you're paying attention and really, really getting your qualifications done for that as quickly as possible. Cody has recently announced that he's going on a pre-launch tour for his new book, The Power of Human Connection. This is a really big deal for us around here, since he goes through a lot of stories that he's heard from different Send Out Cards representatives, different business professionals that use Send Out Cards. Their stories are included in the book. And the book is about human connection and relationship marketing, which is something that we all deal with every day. It's part of how we build our business and what we do. So you can become part of his pre-launch book team by going to his Facebook page, so facebook.com/CodyBateman. You just need to follow all the different book launch images, links, and you'll figure out everything that you need to know. But we're really excited. We're going to start in Charlotte, North Carolina on August 7th. So make sure that you get your teams to all these locations. Again, posted in the group today. They're posted on Cody's Facebook page. So make sure that you guys are staying in tune with that. And if you can, become part of the pre-launch team and help us out. We really want to get this book announced worldwide and get it out there as quickly as possible with, you know, the best people, which are you guys, being the people that are shouting from the rooftops the most, you know. We have a Relationship Marketing Summit coming up in Seattle, Washington on August 17th. So if you know anybody there in that region of the country, if you're in Canada and you're maybe on the southwest side, you'd want to come and attend that event. And then the other item, just really quickly for some of you out there, we have Jingles back in our gift shop. It's our cute little giraffe that's pink or blue for babies. It's great. We love having Jingles. And we just brought them back by popular demand from all of our referral partners. So it's a big deal, but as you can tell by the way that I'm talking and the way that Walter's talking, we've got a ton going on here. We're just working as hard as we can to really make sure that everything is solid for you guys. And just stay dialed in. So stay on that official Facebook, the official Send Out Cards group on Facebook is a great way. Our fan page, and also make sure you follow Cody Bateman's fan page so you can get updates about his book launch and items like that. We're still working on a referral partner hub. We've still got a lot of things going on as far as updates and enhancements and fixes to the system. But we've got a lot going on, as you can tell. So we're still plugging away. Our ITS team is still knocking out bugs on a daily basis. So we're still going to keep moving ahead with those. And we're just really grateful for all of you. And we just can't wait to see what keeps happening.
Exactly.
It's awesome right now.
Exactly. Guys, it's been a long time since I smiled. I'm smiling today.
Yes, big smiles.
So things are getting better. And they will continue to get better. Of course, we're going to have some, you know, more hiccups, but we will address them quickly and promptly. So we promise you that. Anything else?
Nope. Our next call, remember that we don't do these every week now. So the next call will be the first full week of August, I should say. So the call will be August 7th. So just keep that in mind, that our next call for our In the Know, unless you hear from us prior to that, will be on August 7th.
Yep, look forward to it. We should have some more good news for you. We'll probably cover some IT updates that we should have by then.
Yep.
Okay, guys. This has been fun call for me. Short, but very, very sweet. Been wanting to have this call for a long time, so thankfully it's finally happened. So if you remember that this call is recorded, it will be out on the site under
the breaking news page.
Breaking news page. Don't know why I can't remember that ever. Just let people listen to it so they can hear and feel the good news from us. And we will be back in 2 weeks to talk about more.
Yes.
Okay? Until then, same bat time, same bat channel. Bye, guys.
Bye.